The Barbarism of Feminism. Just when you think you've seen the depths of rebellion against God, it gets worse. The Catholic media outlet Crux reported on the blasphemous and ghoulish event that took place in Argentina on the increasingly infamous International Women's Day, held this year on March 8th. In front of a cathedral in the province of Tucumán, a group of feminists simulated the performance of an abortion on a woman dressed as Jesus' mother Mary. The mock abortion was a bloody affair with fake blood and body parts of a near full-time baby Jesus dripping from under the partially lifted garment of a gleeful Virgin Mary. 3 years ago, a frenzied mob of feminists, many of whom were topless, attacked a group of men who were praying in front of a cathedral in Buenos Aires to protect it from vandalism that often occurs during the annual National Women's Encounter protest in support of all things feminist, chief among them abortion. These beastly women sprayed paint on the faces of these men, drew Hitlerian mustaches on them, spit on them, performed lesbian sexual acts in front of them, and rubbed their bare breasts on them. With dignity and supernatural restraint, the men continued to pray, some with tears in their eyes, in the face of incomprehensible and monstrous behavior. If women can be reduced to public behavior commonly associated with savage barbarians, we shouldn't be surprised to learn what women have privately been doing in the most unexpected place, Iceland. Iceland now has the chilling honor of having the most effective genocidal pogrom for eradicating those others consider life unworthy of life. Iceland aborts 100% of Down syndrome children. Dr. Peter McParland, an obstetrician with a specialty in fetal medicine, spoke at a citizens' assembly meeting in Ireland in early January 2017, at which he shared this stunning statistic, and I quote, "In Iceland, no babies have been born with Down syndrome in the last 4 or 5 years," end quote. One small step forward for the master race, one giant leap backwards for civilization. Too many women are becoming more like men, and too many humans are becoming more like barbarians.